Hello and welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to another edition of Cosmic Insight, where we dive into your mind's light. I am a co-host, Hillis Pugh, along with
Rebecca Gregory here. Thank you for joining us for this next episode we're doing of Cosmic Insight here, you Cosmic Explorers, and we appreciate your support and joining us for these fun explorations down the rabbit hole. So who do you have with us today?
So we have my brother, my friend, AJ Mata, who is with us today. He is one of the co-hosts and creators of Spiritually Raw, where they talk about any and everything on the show. I mean, literally, there's nothing off limits that they don't talk about. Everything from spirituality to what we call the exposing the truth to everything in between. And AJ has been doing this for quite a while, so I have an idea. He pretty knows, have an idea what they're doing on the show. And so, you know, there's a lot of talk about what's happening on the planet right now and the shifts and changes. And AJ has a front row seat to most of that. So, AJ, my friend, welcome to Cosmic Insight.
Wow, that was really cool. Hey, Rebecca. Hey, Ellis.
Great. Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me on. It's always such a pleasure to see you guys again.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Yeah. You really do.
Thank you.
Great vibe.
We're so grateful to have you come co-create our show with us today. Yeah. So it's so fun. That's why we love doing this show, is bringing people like you on just to help spread the word and open up people and expand. And so it's so cool that we can all come together to co-create shows like this together.
100%. Yeah, I'm totally with you there. Yep. Right on.
Yeah.
Ellis has a question.
Yeah. Do I? I always have a question. You know, my mind is always
he had his thinking, I got a question.
My thinking hand. So, you know, I know you've been doing this for over 10 years, for over a decade. And so what is interesting to me is the changes you have seen throughout this time. And so would you say that, you know, with the people you've been interviewing, with the people you've connected with, what is the pace of the shift or changes that you are seeing right now? Like everything that you take in, everything that you feel for yourself to be true, like what is the truth for you and how fast is that truth coming to light, so to speak?
When we first started the show, what was interesting is that a lot of what we're hearing now and seeing now was told to us 10 years ago on our show. And we look at that and we're like, man, that was, we heard about that a long time ago. And then you just didn't give it any, whatever. You know what I mean? It was like, you know, whatever. Just that's pretty much what most people were doing, which was shrugging it off. And so you just go, you know, you just thought about it. Seeing it come into reality right now, it's a real deal. So as far as the pace that I see things coming, that's right. It is, I personally believe it's like, you know, just that image behind you, Hillis, it's like the cosmos has opened up. And everything is real time right now. If you think it is happening, and that's right, wrong, and different, good or bad, but things are happening at real time pace. I mean, it's like you are, I feel personally, we are just really we're in a co-creation mode right now. And we've got that. I mean, I don't know all this, I talk to people all day long for a living, but the nuts and bolts of it, the planets, whether the planets lined up, the stars are shining on it, whatever that may be right now, something's lined up, the energy is here. So it's when is now is where I'm at with everything right now. When is now? I see things, I look for it. I welcome a miracle every day, every moment.
Yeah. So I have a question to ask both of you right now. So how was this morning waking up? Because I had the craziest morning of this time warp zone I was in, this dreaming and waking and dreaming. And then I woke up and I literally felt like a new baby this morning. Like, it was just like, there was a huge shift that happened last night, or we're in this new portal and everything's new, but everything's the same, but everything's different. So it's like, and I feel like a little baby today. Like, what exactly is, like, I know what's happening, but you know what I mean? Like this energy of like, oh my gosh, it's all new. Are you guys feeling that today? I just had to express it because it's just so it was just so in my face this morning when I woke up. So I didn't know if you were experiencing that as well.
You're sure you want to go first?
Whoever.
No, guest, always.
Exploration of today.
Yeah, 100%. I am totally, because what I've noticed over these this year, even last year, I started noticing a lot more is I'm aware of my, I believe everybody travels at some point in their my dream space. But I'm very well aware now of when I'm leaving my body. And then what I've noticed is that, and I come back and I see myself hovering over myself. So I get awoken, if you would, during that period. But when I do come back, it's a very unique experience for me because I feel like I've just been downloaded with a bunch of information. I wake up and I'm like, I just know that I'm not that intelligent, but I feel really intelligent because of the stuff that I've given, you know, that has been given to me. And it's like, I get the playbook of what to do for my life and what to do to help what I'm doing. And it's like, I not only do I get a direction or a vision, I get the playbook on a step-by-step on how to do it. So I think that's happening to Rebecca, many, many people, is that they are just there. Because I believe we all leave at night, we go to wherever, and I believe that what's happening during that time, we get awakened, or we get a little bit different. More people are just like, whoa, hey, where am I? So some people freak out. I totally did when this first started happening to me, and some people are just, you know, they just go along for the ride. So I think I'm more at that place right now. After that first couple of months was just pretty wild for me, but after that, I really definitely feel like, you know, it's just that's what's happening right now. We're converging. We're in these dimensions, and we're flowing in and out of it. And now we're, instead of just like thinking about it or reading upon them, we truly are experiencing them right now.
Oh yes, and I feel that self actualization is just so prominent. Like you literally have, and then it'll just pop up in front of you. Like the universe is so guiding us at just another level right now. And those that are aware and can see it as it's happening I'm just going to say real time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how we're flowing now. So it's really cool.
Very cool.
What do you think about Hillis?
You know, we talked earlier today about the same thing. And personally, I feel the shifting that's happening is constant, is consistent. And then there's those moments, you know, and then there's those people who are highly in tuned to those really great cosmic shifts. And there are people like me who's always aware of this shifting energy. So when there is like a big shift, I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's just a little earthquake over there, you know, just moving things around a little bit. And yeah, I'm keenly aware of what's happening on an energetic level in the universe and putting things over here and moving things over there and getting us prepared and in alignment with it. But I didn't honestly feel a great significance this morning, I guess, because I'm always in it. So yeah. I guess when you're always in it, it's like, okay, you know, you're living in San Francisco. There's always an earthquake happening at some point at some time. So when you, you know, leave and you come back, it's like, oh, you don't hardly notice it. And so I guess what I'm saying is I am aware, keenly aware, but hardly notice these grand shifts, you know, unlike some other people who are not always in this energy, opposed to someone like us, you know, like me, who's always in it. So I know what's happening. It's just like now, it's like, okay, all right, next. I'm ready for the big show now, the main show, the main event.
So Jay, you started in the financial business, correct? And then moved into spiritually and all that. So how was that transition, or what pushed you to say, I'm done this and I need to move on into something that's more like feeling in my heart?
Yeah, just a calling, really. It was a massive, and it was a calling that wouldn't stop. So mm-hmm. It was just always drawn to different places. I mean, I went to the point where I went to India a couple of times, and just to find that get that connection, you know, and find what's out there. And even, and I share this, like in our, if you visualize, we had a financial services, an insurance agency with like 50 sales reps. And, you know, we had a money lending company in there too. So if you visualize a financial services office in its traditional sense, ours looked more like an ashram. You know, when you walked in, you'd see the Buddha, you'd see the Christ, you'd see the Mother Mary, you'd see the Kuan Yin, you know what I mean? You'd see the fairies on the thing. So that's what ours looked like. So, you know, you'd never know you were walking into a financial services office. So we were just always drawn to that. It's just been a pulling. And so at probably about, I don't know how long it's been now, but it's been a while, but we sold it. And we decided, hey, you know, let's just figure out what we want to do. You know what I mean? It's a good time for us. We weren't really familiar with the internet at all at that time. I think it was like 2009. We weren't really familiar with the internet. So we knew, look, anyway, we got to figure out the internet. So this would be a good time, because if we're going to evolve and, you know, in our business or, you know, in our personal growth, we got to understand what new technology is, right? So we sold it, started doing that. And just all along the way, just always had a very, just always so intrigued by people's life's journey and what it is that they have gone through. And, you know, you take little bits and pieces of that. So we decided to say, let's film it and or record it. And that's what we started doing. And, you know, we kind of evolved into a show, what you're looking at now, Spiritually Raw, you know. So that's what did it. It's just been a calling. And it's been that it's been that real knowledge of just like really, or that new real feeling of very connected to source. And you know when you know, when you know that you know that you know, when something's coming through you and doesn't let you go. So you just flow with it, you know. And it's a much easier ride when you flow with it.
Yes. And thank you for saying yes to yourself and following your calling and opening up to bring Spiritually Raw to the airwaves, to connect with different people out there, to bring the awareness to open the planet, because, you know, we're all together in this, working together. So thank you for being that forefront and yeah, you know, following your passion, because it's so important that we follow that heart space and that calling.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And that's what I think our lesson is now, is to, you know, we're greater than what we perceive. And I believe that a lot of us, what our great awakening is right now, you know, is we're greater than what we perceive. So let's try to act like it. Let's try to be it and see, expect it to happen. No fear.
Yeah. No fear and trust. Yeah. And just stepping back to trust that. Yeah. It's just, yeah.
You know, and speaking of trust, AJ, you know, we allow ourselves to really, you know, be guided by what we are asked to be guided by and with. And so with everything that is happening, you know, with the journey that you have taken. So in this past year alone, in this recent time, what has the most significant part of this past year in the growth of not just yourself, but also the show as well?
Really understanding that they're not just saying it, but there's a true collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. And really seeing that play out in this first. So we've always said it. We always knew the title of it, Collective Consciousness. We always kind of, in theory, understood what it meant. And but just actually going through the show, because when you're doing these shows, and I'm sure you both realize it too, it's almost you're manifesting along the way. You know, you're speaking the future as we talk through it. And just by realizing that when you're actually working with people like us talking right now, there's a consciousness that converges, and that's a real thing. So for me, this last year has just been an amazing experience getting to say, wow, this is real. You know, I'm sitting here with people, not just about me, not just about me in April, just not about the show, but it's just everything. You know, we just start to sit with people and you see these, what we're thinking, what we're talking about, literally start to transpire. So the reality of the reality that there is a collective consciousness, it's not just a cool phrase or catchphrase, has been a great eye opener for me. It's been that in itself has been a blessing for me to just be able to acknowledge that.
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, that is beautiful.
And have you found, like, doing the show, there's been, you know, talking about the collective consciousness, a shift on maybe things that people talked about before a few years ago that are kind of changing and shifting in how they're looking at things? Have you seen anything in particular that has really blossomed here in the next year, in the last year or so?
I think people, Rebecca, really are still coming forth with whatever their truth is. And I think still there's people at different variances. Mm-hmm. I don't like to use the word level so much because it implies up or down, but I just think different areas right now, and they're just
like vibration.
Yeah, different vibrations. And so I think they still come with their stuff on it. And we learn, though, through doing it, because I've always said this, and I love it because it is the best, and I feel it's true. It's the show, having the show is the best therapy in the world. I mean, how can you not get healed by having conversations like this, right? And talking through them and releasing them, getting that kind of vibration, that kind of high vibration from people. But I think people, yeah, they come through for different messages all the time, whatever it is. And hopefully, when they're coming through, even though they may be your guest as the expert, they seem to, a lot of times we notice, get a lot out of it. Like they go to another level. So I think that's what it's about. We're just constantly moving. And I said, don't use the word level, but I used it there anyway. But right. But we are always just evolving. You know, me having this conversation with you is just lifting my spirit up right now.
And ditto on that. And it's also assisting each other to step in their truth and finding that when you can have, you know, Hillis and I always talk about this all the time. It's so awesome how, you know, we could come on and have these shows and talk about those things people are afraid to talk about, like that has been so hidden for so long, that to give people almost permission to say, it is safe to express now. You can speak your truth now. People are listening and hearing what you have to say. And I think it's so important to break down those walls right now so people can express, because one of the biggest blocked chakra is our throat chakra, that expression of who we are.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because we have really been a big proponent of people realizing what works as far as and again, I can only share with you my experience, but I'm seeing with others too, is, you know, the healing that's happening, the growth in the planet is when people like ourselves are actually out in the media and we're sharing information. So people are getting to know us by our the inner depth of who we are, you know, our journey. And, you know, hopefully we can lend some value to that. So we're always a big proponent, Rebecca Hillis, of everybody should have some sort of media outlet. Everybody should have a show. They need to awaken that voice within, because you're right. You know what I mean? Once we awaken that voice is in, that's this whole thing's going to arise. You know, so that really help our brothers and sisters get to that point, because it'll be therapeutic for them. They'll start to talk through it, start to manifest things, and they'll start to realize, hey, there is a gift that we are blessed with. But there's, you know, it's the fastest way for one to realize what your true potential is by doing what you're doing.
Yes. And breaking down the walls of competition that's been so prevalent in the masculine energy, and moving into the co-creation and the communion that we all are in this together.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right about the masculine energy. It's been that's been a big roadblock for people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It really has. And you know, I'm going to sound funny about it, but that's what the block is. You know what I mean? You know, let the real power in. Let the real power in, the feminine energy. And then there we go. Now we soar.
Yeah. And do you find a lot of people get lost? Like, you know, you talk about masculine energy, feminine energy, and people so connected to male and female. And do you find that people do that? And finding that it's not about if you're male or you're female, because we both have both of those energies. It is an energy force that we need to embrace, not looking at it at the physical level.
It has nothing to do with your physical side of it. Or, you know, what your preference. It has nothing to do with preferences or anything like that. It's an energy. You're right. It's just like, you know, in India, it's Shiva Shakti. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And, it's just different, but it is. You have to, you know, it's the sum of the parts equal the whole. If you're only acknowledging one part of what makes the whole, then, you know, logically you are not whole.
Yes.
You know, you're not gonna get it. So I think when people can disassociate that, because I do get that from people, well, if you say feminine energy, well, I'm not feminine. It has nothing to do with you being feminine. I mean, silly.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just an energy. It's just, you know, it's just words, but we've been shown, you know, figureheads that show, okay, this is feminine. This is a goddess. This is God, you know, showing that for us to associate, if you will, just for us to associate what that means. But that doesn't mean that if you're a guy that, you know, you're ladylike, if you have feminine, it has nothing to do with that.
Yes.
You know,
and I feel that's a whole breakdown of belief systems that we've been programmed and domesticated to believe that needs to fall right now.
Yeah. And I think it's falling.
Mm-hmm.
I do think it's falling. Yeah.
Definitely. I feel that too, in terms of the shifting energy. And, you know, I know that moments ago that you mentioned your other half of the show, April. And so what I appreciate about the two of you together is the length and depth that you guys go into on your show, wanting to extract certain level of understanding everywhere from preschool all the way up to college level for your guests and for those of your audience to really grasp what it is that's being expressed on the show. And in that, I feel that you guys also learn to a lot just as much. And so with that being said, what was one of the biggest lessons that you've learned, you know, or information that you received from just hosting a show?
You know, really kind of getting back to the fact that we're learning just like everybody else. So for us, it's a ground. Like, so for me, I'm not a reader. You know, I'm not one to curl up with a book, right? It just, you know, my mind doesn't grab me that way. So for me, this is great. I get to learn from the experts of how many ever years they have into their life and be able to put it into, you know, compartmentalize it in an hour show. But I would say the best lesson I've learned out of this is really just looking at how, sounds like a cliche, but it's real. When I'm talking to people, it's really how similar we actually are. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really how close, how close our belief systems are, you know what I mean? And how we function through things, and how, if we can realize that and not get caught up on so much of the stuff, you know, life would just be a better existence. It really would. You know, we think about how we talk about our differences, but, you know, we're all saying the same thing. You know, in reality is we all, for the most part, want the same thing, which is a connection with our creator of sorts. And to be able to work with our creator to just have the best existence in life. I mean, isn't that what we all want?
We all want to be loved.
Yeah. Thank you for expressing that, because, I mean, at the core level of our being, the essence of who we are, that is truly what we want, is that acceptance, that love, that feeling of oneness, no matter what path we are walked down. It is just that in itself, you know, we have different experiences and connect to different people, connect to different beings. And so what do you think is the main factor, the main reason how you attract and manifest the guests that you have? Like, what is that thing that really sparks a joy in you to have these conversations?
Well, it's first of all, I get to the point where, and this is my, you know, again, we're just all going through this journey, but I get to a point of where I would live it, what I'm talking about. So I meditate twice a day, and I meditate in the morning when I wake up. So I meditate like this. I go to bed and I meditate. And then if I wake up at 2 or 3 in the morning, instead of trying to turn the TV on to fall back asleep, I meditate back to sleep. When I wake up, I meditate. It's constantly staying connected with your source, because I truly believe that when you're connected with that source, then now your thoughts, you know, really will come. So if I'm thinking about, you know, manifesting a guest that I want on, or the way we want the show to go, it doesn't have to feel like a struggle. I'm bringing in the ultimate partners to help out, you know? And so that's a real thing for me. It's a real thing for me. I'm not going to try to figure struggle through this. I mean, there's a billion people that do what we do, right? And so I got to think to myself, well, what's my competitive edge? Why would someone want to tune into us all the time? And I'm like, well, you know, let me call in these people. Let them help. So I meditate. I stay connected with them at every chance I get, you know, if I feel like I do. And when I talk meditation, it's not from a point of where I sit under a tree, or, you know, my environment's right, or I'm sitting in a lotus position. Meditation for me is very, very comfortable. It has to be a very comfortable experience. And for me, that's lying in my bed or sitting in some sort of recliner, but just working on whatever I got to do to still my mind. You know, how I sit for me, you know, whether it's this nostril or that nostril I'm breathing through, I don't know, you know what I mean, is irrelevant to me. It's just quieting my mind, getting connected, getting information, starting to trust that information, really, and then applying it. Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you so much for that information, because I think people do get lost. You know, I don't know how many people have always told me, oh, I can't meditate. I'm like, everybody can meditate. You know, but there's such a, I guess, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, control around, I'm going to say control, that's the wrong word, but that's what's just coming to me now.
Of guessing what game.
Looks like, and guessing game, like it has to be this way, and you have to sit this way, and you have to be in this position, and you have to breathe this way, and if you don't breathe that way, but it's not about that also. I thank you for being so open to express that it is just about being comfortable and just being quiet in your mind and in yourself and going within, and that's all it really is. Whether your eyes are open, closed, I love to sit outside by my pool with my feet in the water and look at this beautiful tree and just kind of let myself, go away and meditate. I mean, that's one of my favorite things to do. And I get so much from doing that in that space in nature. So thank you for bringing that up, Jay, because it is so important that it doesn't have to be A, B, C, or D. You have to find what works for you. And that's with everything when you're opening up with spirit.
Yeah, yeah. I stopped meditating for probably 5, 6, 7, 8 years because of that. I was like, mm-hmm. Well, I'm not doing it right. And I really, I said, this sucks. I'm not going to sit like this. I'm not even comfortable.
Yeah.
I'm sitting here for like an hour. I'm like, and I'm more agitated than anything. I'm like, forget it. You know, my guys, I let it go. But then, you know, that's it. So this, my founder's work for me. It's been very effective for me.
Awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course. No problem.
And you know, I guess this kind of speaks to your character in a sense, because, you know, not saying that you are a rule breaker in the sense, but you find what works for you because it's, you know, okay, you try it, you know, you adhere to the guidelines. If it doesn't work that way, then it's like, okay, let me find a way that works for me. And allowing that energy to find what works for you, would you say that's your winning formula, so to speak, of life, to find what works for you? You know, the secret behind the show, the secret to connecting with mm-hmm. April, connecting to all the energy that is that what it is for you?
Yeah. And I think it's for everybody too. When you find what works for you and you don't have to put yourself, because see, I humbly believe we all express very, very unique gifts. And I think those gifts are connecting us to our source. And I think once we tap into those gifts, then we are going to get our, you know, divine purpose of what we do. And as it relates, and I believe that divine purpose is a constant evolving thing. So it's not like, well, here's what I'm here to do. Here's what I'm here to do right now, right at the second, you know, that could be different. And yeah, you know, it's just a matter of continually being, you know, finding that purpose and thinking like that. Once you start to settle, you know, in business or sales, we used to say it this way, and I think it applies towards our spiritual growth. You're either climbing or you're falling. There's no in between. Mm-hmm. You know, you're either going up or you're going down, you know, so you got to keep going. And that's the thing. That's the thing. Same thing with spirituality. I believe it really is your spiritual growth, you know, whatever it is, your religion. But yeah, pull up your big boy pants and girl pants and step up, do your thing. This is, you got to do it now. You know, I believe this, the energy I believe is in our favor for us to be able to live an existence that we have not seen in our lifetimes. And I mean that in a great way.
Yeah. I firmly believe that. And I have a question. I don't know why this question is coming to me, but it is. So I'm going to ask it. You found a difference working with April, like being in the financial world with her and having your insurance company, now moving into spiritual law for the last 10 years, on how a shift in how you co-create together in being in the two different worlds and now in this world together. Has that shifted your relationship to change and merge?
Well, you know, like anything, it always evolves, right? So, but we had the good fortune of actually, when we met as business people first. So we were in the same industry. So it wasn't like, hey, you want to open up a financial services thing, figure this out. April had her own office. It was, you know, wildly successful in her own right. I had my own office, and we just decided to merge, and we already had our own staff and everything like that. So we bought it together. So our relationship was started as us actually being business people and understanding that way of thinking together. Mm-hmm. From there, it evolved into a personal relationship. So it still becomes ever evolving like anything else, but we've learned to, you know, lack of a better term, stay in our lane. You know what I mean? Like, you know, that's what you do. I won't, you know what I mean? Kind of thing like, yeah. So that's what we, you know, like anything, we do that as, you know, as a couple. So, you know, she's really amazing at the super glue that keeps this thing together, working with, you know, making sure. I believe April is the one who really attracts the guests and the, you know, the energy that comes through here. You know what I mean? So, you know, the real essence of the show. And so she does her part and I do my part. My part is this. My part is really just, you know, like, you know, getting out here like I am, you know, with you know, the privilege to be able to talk on your show is like letting people know who we are and what we do. So that's my role. April's is really, again, just making sure, you know, we got the content there, that the show flows with the integrity of, you know, what we want it to do, keeping the message tight, the distribution. So yeah, again, staying in our lane, but that's how we've evolved into making sure. And I think this is in life, that we don't walk over each other. You know what I mean? We instinctively have learned to know that, okay, this is what we do. You know what I mean? I go and do my thing. She does her thing. And then we converge back together and be like, this feels right. Let's put it on a show. You know?
Well, that's beautiful, because the two of you are a total expression of the new energy that's moving in and co-creating together. And that's probably why I brought that up. That's the energy we need to flow in right now and be in that space together as a collective.
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, if we don't, we are just sitting there. And then, you know, it is, again, I don't want to sound like a cliche, but it is just, it's truly that time to let the ego go. You know, believe me, when I came from financial services, that is a ego driven world like you could not imagine. Egos are like this. You know what I mean?
I saw the banking world, so I currently got you.
Lord, it's insane. So to come back and, you know, get to, you know, retrain, rethink things like that as we do these shows is a much better experience. It's much more enjoyable because you don't think like that. You learn to not even, you know, you learn to not even think like that. You learn to realize that, you know, we're brothers and sisters here. You know, we are spirits like everybody says, or a lot of people say, we are spirits having a human experience. So let's lift each other up so we can figure out what we got to do here together. So this is it. Like, we all fit into each other's plans. And if we look at it that way versus we're all trying to compete with each other, it's a easier way to exist, a better way to exist, and we all prosper a lot faster.
Yeah, I always look at it, we're kind of like on a ladder, climbing a ladder, and some person might be a little front, but the other one has to help the other one up. So it's like we constantly help each other push the other one up the ladder, and we're just moving together. We're moving together, helping each other, and that's how it should be.
Yeah, yeah, it's like a bungee cord, you know, up and down. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, putting our things together.
Yeah, always reaching back to help those who are on the path with you. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a perfect opportunity for me to offer thanks to you because, you know, you've helped me, you helped Rebecca, you helped us in many ways to put all of this together. You know, I remember when you first had me on your show, I'm like, what am I getting into over here?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but Hillis, you started on my show. Remember when I had my show before and then you're like, yes. Oh, I'm just doing your show. So the latter.
Sorry. Yeah, exactly. It's all this whole co-creative energy. And so, you know, with that experience, it really helped me to understand that there are shows out here where people are able to speak their truth and to really help put their message out there for people to really listen to and to really grasp without being censored to a degree. You know, like, you know, on our show, you could pretty much say almost anything over here. It's like, okay, you could say shit, fuck, damn, you could say it all, you know?
Yeah. You can't now. Right?
Yeah.
And so what, you know, being that part of your personality, is that part of the freedom, the liberation that you give to your guests, that you give to yourself, is that level of full expression?
100%. We regardless of our beliefs, of what we think personally, I believe we've been very, very effective and very blessed to be very, very neutral, regardless of what we think. So we don't have a preconceived notion of when they come in. We know that our job is to let them bring out their truth, because it's their truth. Whatever we think is irrelevant, let the people that we're talking to, let the audience decide what they feel will fit into their plans, and, you know, take what they want, throw the rest away, you know? So yeah, absolutely. It's important that we hear all sides of it, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, because right, wrong, or indifferent is very subjective. It's different things to different people.
Right.
So we have to do that. If we come in and be like, you're not this, you're not that, I don't know. Honestly, I wasn't there in history. I wasn't there 2,000 years ago or 5 million years ago, you know. But if that's your truth and that's what you see, then, you know, and you're not hurting anybody, then bless you. I hope it's working out. Hopefully somebody picked up from that.
Yeah. Everybody can have their own point of view. So turn left. Would you like to share with us one of your favorite spiritual stories, whether it be out of body or something that like happened to you along your path and journey? That's just a fun, fun story, because it's always fun to hear fun stories of things that happen.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what I've been talking about.
The things you experience.
Yeah, I'll tell you. So the first time I left my body, I'll talk about my out of body experience, because that was kind of, now it's fun. Before it wasn't. But what happened was, is that I remember, again, at that point, I'm thinking I'm just sleeping, right? You know, and I'm just sleeping. But I remember just very, very, like, you can't even describe the music. You just can't even, I can't associate it with anything, but it's just amazing. And then the colors, like beautiful, beautiful, bright colors. And I remember flying with dolphins. And I remember this. And I remember just like feeling like I'm just getting higher and higher, like a balloon. And I'm like, this is really amazing. And next thing you know, I'm sitting in a position looking into a mirror, and I'm talking, and this was pretty interesting, is I'm talking in some language that I can't even connect what that language could be in a million years. I can't. I mean, maybe sometime it'll maybe happen, but at this point, I have no idea what, I don't even know what to associate it to, but I'm like fluid at this language, like, holy, and I'm like, I feel like I'm a biblical scholar of some sort speaking this language. What was interesting is the tone of my voice was a female's voice coming out. Right. And then when I'm looking in the mirror, looking for this female, it's an image of me. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking at that back, and this thing is such an intensity. It was so crystal clear. It was so vivid. And I'm like, whoa. So then I kind of like got that. And then that's where my first trigger, I think, that at least I noticed it, was the out of body experience, where, boom, I instantly, I believe it got startled at that moment. And mm-hmm. I got far with them over. And I started to feel like I'm coming back. And then I saw myself hovering over my body. And I got to be honest with you, I literally thought I was dead. I was like, I thought I died at that time. And so it scared the shit out of me. I could say that, right? You know, yeah. So it's like, you know, it did. And so I was like struggling. I saw myself. I'm trying to wake April up from there. I'm like, you know, I feel like I'm coming in and out and stuff like that. And then finally, I got back in and I was like, and I got to tell you, it was like, it took me, I don't even know. I mean, it took me a little while to really kind of connect with what I just experienced. Right. And, you know, just so I really had to just do that. And then it happened again. Then I was like, okay, there's something wrong with me. Right. And then it happened again. And then I actually talked to someone. I was like, hey, how do you do this? I'm like, they're like, listen, just when you think about that, just before you go to bed, it's just say, hey, look, if I'm supposed to be awoken in my travel today, just gently bring me back when I ask to be come back, right? So now I found that that does work. I say, hey, I'm ready to go back now because I can feel it. You know what I mean? It's like when you're leaving, it's like almost like a vibration. It's a real physical thing you feel, and mm-hmm. it's a vibration. So I say, you know, when I I go for a while. I do go for a while. And when I'm ready to come back, or I feel like I'm not necessarily ready to go all the way out there, yeah, whatever. I'll just say, hey, I'm ready to come back, and I'll feel and I've gotten to the point where I've actually felt like a very loving hand just lay me back, you know, in my body. And I opened my eyes once, and I actually saw the shell of a being of some sort. It's a very loving entity. What it was, I can't identify. But I would say that's the one that sticks with me.
Thank you for sharing that. It's an awesome story.
Yeah.
Awesome experience. So how beautiful to be able to experience that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a trip. I think we all do it. Just, I woke up and, you know, in the middle of it or it was, you know,
I love going on astral trips. You never know who you're going to meet.
That's true. That's true.
You know, and kind of staying with this, you know, AJ, you know, I know that, you mentioned earlier that, you know, in the financial industry and when you opened your business, that this has always been a part of who you are. And so with you just having that experience, do you feel on some level, like after that or before that, that your spirituality, your belief system has shifted to having a stronger belief to what you know for yourself to be your truth and for you to express that? So after that, has there been a stronger tie to expressing yourself in your own spiritual belief and honoring that?
I think so. I mean, I'm working through it day by day like everybody else and just, you know, really getting familiar. But yes, you know, when I'm on the show and I'm talking to the one thing I feel like I've gotten more and more confident at, because I used to think this before. I used to think before we started the show and everything, I'm like, well, aren't we all really one? That doesn't make sense. Isn't that saying the same thing that this is saying and all that? You know what I mean? And I didn't think that. But as I get more and more, you know, literally do it for a living, is I realize that, hey, yeah, this is good. So I'm much more confident in my resolve on that, of, you know, our oneness together and just being able to do that. And so, yeah, you know, it's a moment. I don't even say daily journey anymore. It's really a moment by moment journey. It really is, because you just take a look at what happens and there's just things. And I like looking at it that way for me anyway, because at that moment I feel like it's just constantly magical. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, I always feel like I can expect the most magical moments, mm-hmm. the most miracle moments at any time right now. So I manifest that. I put that energy out there, you know, not like next week, not today, not this evening, like right now.
Beautiful. What is the biggest shift you've noticed within yourself here within like the beginning of this year, like coming out of the crazy COVID stuff and now moving into this new energy? Have you seen like a huge shift within your own beingness where you're moving into somebody new?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think more that I'm, you know, you guys know me a lot and I don't really get on interviews much. So me actually speaking has been a big shift. You know what I mean? Oh, me, usually I'm the one and I ask questions and I just sit back and I take it all in and, you know, thank our guests, you know, for their time. But, you know, me coming out here and, you know, speaking about it, what I've gotten, I think has been a big shift for me. This is a new run for me.
Awesome. Well, we're so honored to have you here to
great to be here.
Change Thanks. That role, shift that role a little bit.
Why not? Well, you got to experience it all, right? So
you do. Expanding out of the box. So that's what it's all about, and trying new things. I think we're all here. We get so caught up in the human world sometime that we forget we're here to have this experience, to have fun with it. But we get so caught up in the heaviness and the density of it, we forget to have fun and enjoy and expand and just have the experience.
Yeah, of life. If we don't realize that we are brothers and sisters in spirit, then that's just a shame. It's a crying shame. When we can take on the fact that we truly are, that's awesome. That's awesome, because there's nothing other than just like, let's move together. Let's do this. We leave these things at the step. When we're, you know, I guess religions will call it brothers and sisters in Christ, brothers and sisters in spirit, but either way, we're spiritual. You know what I mean? At those connections. And I think we start to realize that that's really going to be a game changer for people, not only at a personal level, I personally believe also at a mass level.
Yes. So I have an interesting thought that came to me that I feel like I need to share. And I don't know why, talking about being the oneness and together and, you know, everything going on in the world that's coming up and all the controversy with color and everything else. But if you think about what you talked about, you know, coming out of your body and past life, if you believe in reincarnation. And so I was thinking today, these are the crazy thoughts that come in my head. It's like, well, we've all played the role of every race, creed, everything out there over the years and all the millennia. So we are as one and experience what everybody out there in this time is experiencing some lifetime before. So it's like, let go of everything, people, because we've all been there. We've all in some way, shape, or form experienced everything from every angle. And this is our experience now, that we don't have to judge anything or anyone for who they are in this point in time.
And we're getting awoke to that experience. So It's becoming more prevalent, and we're seeing it play out. See, that's the beauty of it. It's not just words anymore like it was years ago. It's We're playing it out. We're all of us getting real direction. And you know, it takes like what we're doing to just really be able to interpret it the best we can from our own version of it. And again, that's why, you know, people, and I think people are getting it, and I think they're absolutely going nuts by getting it and not knowing what's happening in their lives right now. Yeah.
I think right now there's no, you can't resist it. I mean, you can resist it, but you're going to struggle, but it's just part of the change. It's happening no matter if you want it or not.
Just enjoy it. I mean, go with the ride. It's much easier, everybody. It really is.
And speaking of that, you know, it's really interesting now, the times that we're living in on the energetic level, you know, the things that we can see and feel. But, you know, a lot of people who are still in this place of resistance, you know, they want that tangible proof, that tangible evidence of saying this is really happening. And your show kind of presents that on many different levels, you know, of, you know, tangible proof, tangible evidence that people can even go out and find for themselves if they wish. Mm-hmm. And with that being said, what was your biggest hurdle in stepping into your spirituality, stepping into your wholeness as you are now?
Ego. When we first did the show about 10 years ago, we actually stopped after a couple of years. You know, we have a business background, so we were able to turn the show into a business. And then a lot of people started to realize that and started to ask us, hey, you know, can you help us? And that ran into about a 6-7 year consulting gig of just doing that. And that's what I was doing. So that was good. The money was great. Again, but it wasn't that, I felt like I was back in financial services again, you know, it wasn't fulfilling. And then April said, I think back in 2020, she's like, let's start the show again. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. You know what I mean? So it was like, and we literally probably, I mean, I don't know, maybe it might've been up to a year that we just was like, literally just kind of like just totally disagreeing on the show. I know she always wanted to do it. And finally I got to the point of like, yeah, you know, will this make you happy if we do this? And so we did it. And then it's just the best thing in the world that ever happened. So that was my biggest thing, is really just getting off that, you know, whatever, I'm doing this, I don't know if I want to do a show again. But you know, it's the best thing. It's a humbling experience. You know, you let go of so much, you release it all, you know. And again, you learn to trust it and you work through it. So yeah, but I would say that was the biggest thing.
Well, thank you for being spiritually raw right there and letting that
up. For real. I mean, you know. Hey, I should have listened. I should have listened, you know, her long ago. I mean, you know, it would have been, but I love it. You know what I mean? It's such a soul nurturing, growing experience for me. My attitude towards life's different. My look at people are very different. I mean, again, I look at them as like, okay, there's our spirit. You can't get to a point at some point where you feel like any bad thoughts or anything towards people. You know what I mean? You don't mm-hmm. get, you know, you realize how interconnected we are.
Oh yes.
And thinking weird, bad stuff about people, then you know that's just boom. You know,
yes.
It's bad juju. Yeah.
I'm treating everyone the same. I've always been an advocate of that my whole life, and taught my daughter that. You know, you always treat everyone the same, no matter what job, where they are, they're the same. So yeah. That's really important. Like, I have some of my funnest time meeting homeless people in the street, and we just have a good old time. I've had the most amazing experience. I go down to St. Augustine a lot, and just, you know, just meeting little homeless. I don't know why homeless people always seem to come to me. I always have these amazing spiritual experience, you know, but I look at them for who they are, and they're like, wow, she sees me. And it's just such a beautiful, you know, interaction there, just to be in that space with them. So
you never know for a moment, and maybe there's that moment that they need to feel about, just to let them feel like, hey, you know, we can go on another way, another day. You know what I mean? So just, you know.
And I think some of them are hidden spiritual teachers sitting out there watching us.
Isn't that the damn truth, though? I tell you.
Amen. They're like little gods, you know, just sitting there, coming down.
Yeah, I think that, too. I think that, too.
They're those little universal angels.
I think so, too. You know, the way they look at you, they seem to know. You know what I mean? And you know, whatever. But hey, you know, never question that. Listen, you know, go with the ride on it, right?
Yeah, you do. Yeah. And open up, Hillis.
It's all about, you know, allowing the unexpected, you know, to come in and to really teach you in ways that you don't expect to be taught. You know, and that's one of the things that I appreciate about being here now, because there's a lot of unexpected things happening. And there's a lot of things that I used to do that I don't do anymore that were part of my daily habit or my routine. And we just allow ourselves to really unlearn and of the old ways and learn new ways. And with that being said, it's moving towards now. What do I do now? All these questions are being raised, you know, by people, you know, who are in the community, people who are not in the community. It's like, okay, this is happening. What do I do? They get all frantic and worried and excited. And so, you know, other than meditation, AJ, how is it that you allow yourself to stay centered and neutral, not just when you're having guests, but, you know, in life?
The show. Seriously. And, you know, it's the best therapy. And when I'm talking like this, I mean, I am releasing everything. You know what I mean? I'm really getting to get to the inner core and getting to share that. And you release that essence of your spirit. I personally believe my experience is that, you know, the spirit is in this shell, let's call it. Meat soup, people call it, whatever. And it's trying to get out. You know what I mean? And it's trying to get out in some way. So this is the way to let it out. And I think when you let it out, then you release a lot of that. I think the struggle we feel amongst that inner struggle is that stuck feeling, if you would, that spirit is stuck in there. So it's a way to keep it acclimated, but constantly talking about it, because when we're talking about it, we're keeping our vibrations high, right? Mm-hmm. And so when we're not talking about it, other than our sleep state, you know, vibrations naturally are gonna just go down. I mean, it's just human life, it's like that. So it's just a constant awareness of whatever you got to do to keep high vibes. And if that's talking to people, if that's coming on doing your own show, if that's getting on there where one person is watching you, so what? You're getting it out there. You're starting to release. That's it. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
You had a teacher one time teach me, we're always cleaning.
Yeah. Yeah.
Always cleaning.
Yeah.
We are, and I know, AJ, we're almost out of time, but I want people to get to know, because there's also this little project that you have going on, well, it's like a continuous project with all of these super channels and all these super networks. So can you tell us a little bit about that and the purpose behind them?
Yeah, thank you for that. I appreciate you letting me talk about that. So the super channels are a place where multiple shows like ourselves can be under one umbrella together. And the whole purpose behind that is when someone were to go to a super channel, they would see different things, you know, like any other TV network, if you would, you know, they'd get to see different shows, health and wellness, spirituality, you know, finance, things like that. So what the main purpose behind it, though, is to give someone the opportunity to spread their truth and not feel like they're out there alone. You know, so someone who's new or has never done it, or someone that has been doing it and can't figure out how to get more people connected to, it's a great place. It's a great vehicle, because what happens is, if you logically look at it from this way, let's say there was 10 people under a channel, or 10 different shows under a channel, and each one of those shows, let's say, had 1,000 subscribers. Well, all of a sudden now you've got 10,000 awareness there, you know, of people that people can get connected to. So it gives the person that's never had a show before thinking, how do I even go about this? What do I do with this? How it gives them a sense of, I can start in with a built-in audience, number one. Number two, which is my favorite part, is because I've been witnessing this over the last 6-7 months since we started putting them together, is the community. They are getting supported. Everybody's getting supported so much by these. You know, you have someone will join a super channel, there'll be 6 or 7, 8 people wanting to interview that person, you know, and then they have connections. The next thing you know, some of those are doing shows together. So it's an evolving thing you're watching happen. So that's really it. It's one of those things, quite frankly, that just woke me up out of a dead sleep. You know, like 3 or 4 in the morning, and like boom, and I never just get out of sleep and take notes. I'm not like that, but I did in this one because it felt right. Like, I gotta get this one out, you know, and figure out what this means. So that's been the premise of it. We're such big proponents of the healing benefits of having your own show, you know, mind, body, spirit, and in a lot of cases, if you do it right, prosperity for yourselves. Okay, so we're such a big proponent on that. So that's what we've created that for, is to help people along that way.
And thank you for creating that. I love too, when we became part of this community, you know, how in April, I guess April and you, or maybe it was April, I don't know, put together. It's just phenomenal, just the moving into it, how everything's put together with a great little manual, which is so important of like, and that support. So thank you so much for that. But that was just really cool. I just wanted to thank you for putting that.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah.
Little seat together, because, you know, it is.
Got to grow.
When you move in, it's something new. It's like, what do I do?
And we're there. You know, we want to help everybody. And again, remember, we're just looking at it. We fit into each other's plans is what we got to look at life like. We fit into each other's plans here. You know, we're all looking to grow, and this helps us all grow. I truly believe, you know, that this helps us all grow a lot faster, gets us to where we want to, you know, gets us to do things, gets us to experience the way life's supposed to be like for us.
Yes,
indeed.
A big part of what we do is we help people not only be part of the super channel, but we also help people, you know, like give them thoughts of like, hey, this is what you may consider doing. This is this is help them uncover their gift, you know, what their superpower is.
Yes, because we all have superpowers. We all have superpowers.
And so, aside from the super channel, I know you have your own subscription channel that you have, which people can find actually on the link that you have in your box at spirituallyraw.live, which is a really phenomenal space to where people can really learn everything about Spiritually Raw. I mean, and I just want to take this time for people to understand that this is not just about, you know, spirituality, people. This is like a whole range of topics that both you, AJ, and April cover. So can you tell us more about this subscription channel, your home base now?
Spiritually Raw Live is a place that we're able to host content where it's not going to be censored. And it is about everything where it's mind, body, spirit, and prosperity. So there are different, it's not just all about meditation, or it's not all about this. It's everything. I mean, it's everything that you can... Everything that you could possibly imagine comes on the show. It's like our earthly Akashic records, if you would. You can go in there. It's all compartmentalized in different categories. And you can go in there and take a look at whatever it is that vibes with you for that day, that moment. And you watch that, you know, whether that be about your mind, whether that be about your spirit, whether it be current events, you know. So there's so many things there. So it's a really great experience that's got there. It's very diverse, you know, just to say it. You know?
Yeah, definitely.
That's cool. Everybody gets to check it out. We give everybody 3 days to check it out on us so they can just go through it, have a good time at it, binge watch all they want. If they like it, stay. You know? And they can also get a taste for us, too, just to get a vibe for our style of how we interview and some of the guests. We also have a YouTube channel spiritually while there, so they can get an idea, so they'll be able to see the interviews that way too.
Oh, perfect.
Awesome. Yeah. I love that. So AJ, before we go, any final thoughts you want to leave with our audience here?
Yeah, I would like to say, well, number one, thank to both of you for having me on your show. Much love to you. I would say to your audience, just again, it is imperative. If you think it, start doing it. Now's the time to do it. This is not a cliche anymore. This is not a motivational speech. You got it. If you have any sense of you, any purpose that is telling you or calling upon you that life's got to change for you, that you have to get connected, now's the time to start doing that for yourself. I mean, again, pull up your big boy pants and big girl pants and, you know, do your part here, because we all need you. We all need each other right now. So let's everybody do our part, is what I would say. You know, we're rooting for you, really, on this one. Everybody.
I love it.
We're all in the trenches together here.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go. Don't worry.
We're at the point now. We got our noses over the top.
We got you
back. We're about to jump out.
So, everyone, thank you for watching this week's episode of Cosmic Insight. And tune in every week, Friday, 7 p.m. Eastern, for our weekly Friday tune-ups, our live shows where we, you know, do readings and energy sessions and tune-ups for you. And, yeah, awesome. That's all I got to say.
Awesome. Thank you, everyone, for joining us here at Cosmic Insight. AJ, thank you so much for your knowledge and your experience onto the show and spreading that word. And guys, you know, join up and join the show, Spiritually Wild, to get the information you're looking for, because, you know, everybody has something different they resonate with, and they have it all on the show. So thank you so much, AJ. I appreciate you.
Thank you, my sister and brother. Much love to you.
Thank you. Till next week, everyone.
Mwah.